Well, so many people have indicated to me that Wednesday's first hour of my program was some sort of amazing prophecy. Well, I wish I could say that was true. I don't know that it was, but I do know that there are certain things that were logically going to happen, and I pointed those things out. Needless to say, we wake up on Thursday morning, we are headed into a very different America than we were Monday morning. Look, folks, make no mistake about it. Things are going to change dramatically. Economically, taxes, regulatory burden, fear will be placed in a number of different areas by the left. It is through the fear of the American people that the left will make every attempt to accomplish what they want to accomplish in America. It has always been fear of the people that drove Marxism, fascism, socialism. It will be fear that will drive it again here in America. We need to stand strong. We need to be united. If we've never been united before as a conservative, God-fearing patriot, and we need to band together to counteract the fear that the left will be trying to accomplish. This fear is going to cost us in a dramatic way economically. Our economy is going to be hurt. Jobs are going to be hurt. Mentality of the American people and optimism for American workers, corporate sentiment is going to begin to diminish. We need to do everything we can to educate ourselves and educate others that we can't let that happen. And I know that a lot of people don't want to talk about the election being stolen, but let me just make something very clear. The election was allowed to be stolen. This is a problem that Republicans created, not Democrats. And I know today is going to be a day I'm going to get a lot of criticism for those comments. But here's the problem. Republicans can't unite. It's almost impossible. Democrats can do nothing but unite. Republicans gave away the election, and they're going to give away a whole lot more. Because people like me, talking heads, people that are on the radio, on TV, that are staunch Republicans, cannot bring themselves to criticizing the Republicans. It's a big problem. It's been a problem. You remember me talking about it during the Obama years. I was constantly being criticized. Because I kept saying that the problem with President Obama is not Democrats. The problem with President Obama is Republicans. It was us, the Republicans, that didn't do anything about it. How many times did you see Paul Ryan and other Republicans on air talking about the illegal actions of President Obama? Did they do anything about it? They did nothing. They did nothing about it. That's where we will be for the next 4 years. I wasn't proclaiming prophecy of God yesterday morning. I'm not worthy to be a prophet of God, but I'll tell you what God has blessed me with. He has blessed me with an amazing sense of reality. He has blessed me with the things that I've been praying for the last 10 years, that I might be as a son of Issachar, that I might have understanding of the times. It's been longer than 10 years that we've been praying that. Other people, thousands of people around the country praying that for me. Oh, I didn't do this on my own. I don't come up with the things that I said in March, in May, in July, in August, September. I didn't come up with those things on my own. I'm smart enough to know that it is only of God, and I feel incredibly humbled and honored that God would use me in that way. There were some people that were critical of me because I wasn't saying to get into the market. I don't mean a few. I mean hundreds and hundreds of people that refused to listen, that said I was wrong, that told me that I shouldn't be doing that. I want to know what they think today. Are they going to email me today and say, sorry, you were right? Of course they aren't, and I don't care. I don't need that. I don't do this for approval of men. It is very obvious that I don't do it for the approval of men. Just by the way I speak, I don't possess any gifts of gentleness, unfortunately, at least in my speech anyway. Look, we've got a lot to pay attention to, and I hope that our partners, I don't expect anybody else to, but I hope our partners will and do. So pray for the ministry, pray for me, pray that the Lord would continue to give me understanding of the times, pray that I will speak unafraid, but we as Christian patriots need to band together like never before. Well, how are we going to do that? We're probably not, because like the Tea Party movement that I said about for years and years, was never going to get any legs because there was no central place where they could band together and the talking points be the same. There was never a organizing authority, an office in Washington, D.C., for instance, where people could go to get talking points for the day, as there is in the Democratic Party. And even though we as Christians and we as Christian patriots need to band together, the question will always be, will we do it? I don't know. I don't know if what happened last night is the thing that is going to band us together, but I doubt it. But I will tell you this. I will do everything I can to band people together. I will continue to preach it and speak it from my heart as God allows me. We all need to do the same. Our economy is going to change. Stay tuned. Keep listening. Keep watching. Keep reading as I talk about what is going to happen. I am so thankful that God did not allow me to release my new asset allocation models and some of the other things that we were putting out, because as I was afraid of, they are changing. So stay tuned. Stay on the sideline and we'll see where we go from here. God bless. Have a great day. I'll see you in a couple hours.